Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
ripping a wire out of my heart.
The podcast about
the unknown.
Yeah, so when was this? When did this happen?
August 31st, 2011. My death day. I'm a senior instructor at the University of Colorado in psychology.
So today on Here Be Monsters, we're going to be talking about death and about resurrection and about what it feels like to do something that most people don't get two shots at in their life, and that's dying. And the funny thing about this story is that it happened on one of those exceedingly normal days when something just doesn't seem like it's going to go wrong.
Everything seemed fine. I was teaching a class, lecturing about 150-200 students in the class. It was we were discussing that they use college students for memory research. I felt a little lightheaded, and I thought, what the heck, I didn't eat breakfast that morning. Maybe it was just that. And then they told me I hit my head, which actually some of the students thought I was screwing around. That you know, psychologists are trying to see how you would react if you collapsed. And all of a sudden, I'm looking up, and there's students all around me. One guy's got my head. One woman's got my ankle. Said, you fainted and fell down. We called an ambulance. And I said, okay. So the ambulance comes, and they're talking to me. I said, I feel fine now. And so the ambulance people said, you should go to the hospital and see what's wrong. I said, I'm okay. I said, I feel fine. And they said, really, you should go. And I said, no, I'm going to be okay. And said, we're going to have you sign this. So we told you should go. So I signed it. And so I went over to the psychology department office to tell them, you're going to hear some rumors about me. I fainted. I didn't eat enough food that day. I'm going to be fine. Of course, I collapsed again. Yeah, I collapsed in the office while I'm telling them not to worry about me collapsing. They carry me downstairs. Students are seeing me and all this. So we're going along. And I felt a little bit lightheaded going over to the emergency room. And they're wheeling me into the emergency room. And that's the last thing I can remember is being wheeled in there. The nurse I was talking to, I don't remember talking to her. She said my heart monitor goes flat. She said that's no big deal, that an electrode fell off, and that's typically what happens. And then said she looks down, and the electrode's still in there, and she yells, oh my God, he died.
I do feel obligated to ask, did you see the white light?
I didn't see anything. Like I said, they told me I was talking to the nurse, but when they were wheeling me in, and I've tried like crazy to remember, and I cannot remember anything, to the point where I think if I remember anything, it might be a false memory that I've conjured up. I wake up, and there's a doctor in front of me, and he says the last words any male wants to hear. We're going to snake some wires through your groin. And I said, you're going to what? And he said, don't worry, you won't be conscious. And he explained what he was going to do. I signed something. I was completely rational. I understood exactly what they were going to do. And they said my heart stopped producing the current. Every so often it would just stop. They must have some powerful drugs, because after that, I don't remember anything again until I woke up in the emergency or in an intensive care unit. So I was in intensive care. They brought some food to eat, and I didn't touch it. And the nurse said, you got to eat something. I go, I'm really not here. He said, please, just eat something. So she walked away, and I said, well, I'll just eat this stupid bun. And I ate that bun. It was the best-tasting bun, maybe food I ever ate. To this day, I eat every night a bagel and two buns that are on there. And I don't care if it's still, it tastes like the best thing ever. I ended up eating the whole thing. The next morning, they operated on me. I felt fine when I woke up. They take me over to this room, and I felt fine. I never felt any pain or anything. The woman comes back, the technician, and she said, "You know your heart stopped for a real long time ago." I didn't know. She goes, "Your heart stopped for a really long time." I think it was less than a minute, because I can't imagine I was gone that long that I didn't have any marks in there. But she says, "Yeah, that was a long time." I don't think she wanted to say you died and came back. And that's what later it all started fitting together, that I was gone for a while. So I had a television. I'm watching. It's the beginning of the college football season. I'm watching college games. Nurses would come in. I was discussing books, movies, politics with them. One guy came in there who was an orderly. He was talking about getting in college. He's a Hispanic kid, and he was afraid to come over to the university. I said, "Don't be afraid. You can also, they're trying to get minority people. You come over there, you'll probably get a scholarship." The kid seemed like a really bright kid. And I think I convinced him to at least look into it, because the kid could have got this. He was a highly motivated kid. So I'm actually having a pretty good time there. They're bringing me food. I'm watching football. I'm discussing all this stuff. So 24 hours later, that's 48 hours later, it's noon, and they said, "Okay, we're discharging you." And I go, "I don't want to go." And he said, "You got to go." I go, "But I like it here. You bring me food. I'm watching football. I don't have to teach." They said, "You got to go." I said, "Can I buy a room?" And he said, "No, you've got to go." So I figured, well, I'm really going to be able to milk this for a lot of sympathy. And then I'm walking away. I go, "Actually, I feel pretty good." And I was going to take a bus back to the university. It was just a mile or so away. I walk back to the university. I get to the university and I walk in, and people see me, go, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "We didn't think we'd be seeing you for a month." That night I did some stuff around here. I walked home, which is about 3.5 miles, and I didn't feel any pain or anything. But that night a funny thing happened, was that I'm laying in bed and just laying there in the dark, and I never realized this. You can feel your heart beating if you're laying still. And I start thinking, am I going to wake up in the morning, or am I going to be dead? And somebody later told me this is like a typical male response to this. I said, "Well, if I die, I won't know it. And if I wake up, everything's okay." And I immediately fell asleep. Every morning, I do sit-ups and leg raises because I'm getting older, and it's helped my back, that I don't feel back pain doing this. And this is what they told me, is for the first few days, don't lift your left arm because you might rip the wires out of your heart. And when I heard that, rip the wires up, I didn't lift my arms up. But after that, they said, "You're fine." I still cannot do sit-ups with my hands behind my neck, as I keep thinking of ripping a wire out of my heart.
How do you think your background in psychology affected the way you saw this story?
For the first couple weeks, you touch the pacemaker and say, "This is what's keeping me alive. This is what's keeping me alive." And now, doesn't mean much. You get used to that, which I chose. Guess tells you something about human beings. You get used to anything after a while, and it's no big deal. Every so often, it'll itch where the pacemaker's at in my upper left chest, and I think, is something going on there? But then I pay attention to it, and every so often, I get an itch in my upper right chest, in my lower chest, and my stomach. I really can't notice anything. And the times when I think I'm a little bit lightheaded, I think I would normally feel that kind of stuff, but you become hypersensitive to anything that has to do with the heart. I went to see the doctor, and the doctor looked like he was out of Central Casting. He was a guy about 40, handsome, really well-dressed. He said, "In 7 to 10 years, we'll have to do something because the battery will wear out." And I go, 7 to 10 years? You think I'll live that long? And he looked through, they do all sorts of tests. And he's looking through all the results of the tests. And he goes, you should live into your 80s. He goes, you're really healthy, except that you died.
1, 2, 3.
I said to him, I'm serious about this. I want to say one thing. I'm really serious about this. He goes, what? I go, I want to thank you for saving my life. He looks at me and says, eh, forget it. And I thought, that's great. Eh, forget it. And now I very seldom think about it, except in the morning when I'm shaving. I'll see it there and say, eh, it's still alive. You know, it's okay. And like I was telling you before, that I plan on every year on August 31st playing Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. That's going to be the new thing. In fact, I like that better than my birthday, is the day I died, my death day.
This week from The Black Spot, Lucky Dragons, Guidebooks, and a artist that's new to our show, named Nim. And you're listening to him right now, actually. He's an artist from San Francisco, and he makes these amazingly rich, ethereal hip-hop beats that seem to me to be heavily influenced by old Western movies. He's got two albums out, and they're both awesome. SoundClouders, check out the link to his work via the comment below. And for those of you listening over on iTunes, just head over to music.ratsofnim.com. Nim is spelled N-Y-M. Also, you may have heard that the SoundCloud Fellowship that spawned Here Be Monsters has just ended. And that's true. However, rest assured that together we will still continue to explore fear, new frontiers, and the unknown, albeit at a slightly slower pace, just because I really need a job right now. And that being said, I'm also really excited to get a pretty unique fundraiser off the ground in these coming weeks. More details on that in the near future. And lastly, for all of you winners of the What the Fuck Is That Bug contest, just know that I am still working on your prizes, and I will mail those out to you as soon as possible. Thoughts going out this week to everyone on the East Coast who is dealing with Hurricane Sandy. And if you have anything about that that you'd like to talk about regarding the storm or anything else, always feel free to get in contact with us via the show page at radio.jeffemtman.com. Again, that's radio.jeffemtman.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.